The weekly consultation with Ms. Ray is open. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Metro, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being outside the church and hearing the lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to these material previous lecture set songs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Machia, God's words continuously, religious group section. Salam, welcome to everyone.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Mission of Machia conversation room. As usual, we come together today and discuss this revelation that humanity needs it so badly at this time, and all the signs are showing that we need a new wine, a new teachings, a new realization of unification that God has been promising from the beginning, that eventually He will reveal to humanity that all the religions of the world have come from the same source, from the same God. There is not many gods, there is only one God. And all these revelations have come from Him. We gather here every week, so you have an outlet, a place you can come and discuss the revelation that has been given in our website and to many people all through the world. So you can come here and ask any questions you might have, and if you have the little sensitivity, you will see the world needs a unifying message. Just go to the social discussion in Paltalk and go to one of those rooms to see how much hate and destructive tendencies have been generated, and how much people hate one another of different religions and race and culture. And they don't know that all this religion and great thing has happened to humanity have come from God. They separate all the revelation from each other, and they even don't realize that, you know, even Constitution of the United States have come from God, and there is no separation between that and religion of the world. So we can see they are a small example of what humanity is going through. And they really need to understand God's plan, which now has been revealed. Go ahead, Monty. Do you want to come up, raise your hand, and take the mic? I hope you have gone to our website and studied our teaching. And now you are here to ask questions related to the mission of Maitreya. You have realized the base of our teachings and how these revelations have been prophesied to come at this time. Go ahead, take the mic, Monty.
Thank you very much. First of all, you have what can I say? Pretty well thought about, well thought of religion. Somewhere else, but one thing is first. If Allah says that we have sent this book as a command that cannot be changed in a matter of time, if you want to come, you will change the command. What do we have to say about that? That if it's a lie? Absolutely not. I'd like to hear your voice. Thank you.
Sure, Monty, that's a very good question. This question has been asked from us many, many times, and many times have been answered. And the answer is that, first of all, Prophet Muhammad said that he is Khatam or Khatim of the Prophet. We have to recognize that it has two meanings. One means the last, and the other one means the very top of the ring or seal. And if you study our teaching, we are the only people that have explained that both of them are correct. Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets, and if you go to our website and look at our greatest sign, you will see that Islam is very top of the ring or the circle, and it is like a seal of a ring. So yes, indeed, he is the seal of the prophet. And he brought the highest spiritual realization to humanity, and that is surrender and submission to God. And therefore, he is the prophet who finished the spiritual part of God's plan. But we have thought well about this revelation. We haven't thought about anything. This is a revelation from God. And God has said and prophesied that before this revelation, there are only two parts of His word will come to humanity, and when this last revelation of God come to man, there are 25 other parts that will be revealed to man. So most religion only, if you know all in your religion what you know, you only know two parts of God's revelation. But if you know our teaching, you realize that no other prophet ever covered as much truth as we have. And therefore, you recognize easily that indeed this revelation had to come, and what we say is correct. And also, the religion of Islam is a part of this plan, and God said that religion will come to humanity. But there are many places in Quran that it says that it did not reveal everything, first. And second, Quran was gathered together in the time of the third Khalifa, Usman, and when he was gathering the Quran together, they realized there are more than one version of the revelation by the people who remembered when this revelation came. Eventually, Uthman had to make a decision which version he will accept and which version he will reject. And therefore, after he accepted this version as an official Quran, the other version, little by little, disappeared. Even after they gathered all the verses they thought they gathered, other people came forward and they said they have other verses that they remember now. but they did not add to Quran anymore, because that was the decision they made, and that was the final decision by Osman to accept that version of Quran, and he closed the door to any new verses that the people remembered that it was revealed through Prophet Muhammad. Therefore, Quran itself is not written down directly when it was revealed. There was more than one version of it. Okay. And one of the rules in this room is you wait until I finish answering you, then you can go ahead and ask another question. So hold on your typing, and then we can answer your question one at a time. So you can see, and also Prophet Muhammad clearly in Quran says he did not reveal everything. He revealed a portion of the tablet, but not the whole thing. So all these things shows that he clearly did not accept that he is the last prophet. Beside that, Muslims do not know about the seven seals, about the other parts of the scripture, that God clearly says there is going to be seven revelation, and when the seventh revealer, seventh angel comes, he will... Okay, I've been told that I'm a little too loud, so let's see. Only... Okay. How about now? Is it better now? If... So we can... And also, the seventh angel is gonna has to be the from the tribe of Judah. And he has to open the seven seals and all that. So we can see if you really understand our teaching and see this truth, you will see that Prophet Muhammad was not the last prophet, in a sense of there is no prophet will come. Actually, Quran clearly says if God wills, he can raise prophets in every village if he wills to do that. So we direct you and ask you to go and study our teaching in a greater degree, understand the word of God, not try to be correct, or that is an ego wants to be correct. The humble spirit will study, search, and understand the word of God, and then they realize that yes, God's plan and wording was different than the one we think it should be. So it will put all this reason, meditate on these words, and eventually realize the truth that have come now to humanity. Now your next question is, how do you pray to God? The best pray to God is when you are in deep meditation and you are in a soul by soul relationship to God, and then you are in that calm state of mind, you can listen to God, and that is meditation. Or you can pray to God by humbly going to your knees and pray to God in a deeper level in your spirit. But if you mean, but how we do everyday daily prayer, we have something very similar. We have something very similar to namaz. It's called a reminder, and the wording of it is in our website. If you want to go to website, or if somebody can post the URL to the reminder, and you can go and see the word, and it has some similar movement as namaz that Muslims do 5 times a day. We have recommended for the people to do it at least twice, and if they want to do it 5 times, that would be just fine. So that is the prayer that now is revealed. It's a new wine, it's a new understanding, new revelation, and therefore people can go and realize that this is the new way of doing that. And the postures and the way it's done also is in the website, and even there are some, I think, some videos that shows how they can be done. Kelly asking, I don't know if it's a question or it's a statement, but let's see, we are in the verge of going to the global government, one that has created mass genocide worldwide, and it seems to continue. What are your thoughts on the New World Order and the One World Religion that United Nations has announced? Yes, there are many people out there that are trying to create a new world government or new world system. There are a group called the World Congress, and of course the United Nations, that they want to create a world government, and they have even the flag and everything for it. Actually, they did contact me and asked me to become one of the high spiritual advisor, and I refused because this is the revelation of God, not a man-made idea. What they are trying to create is a man-made idea which will not create the kingdom of God on earth, but it's going to be a secular setup which has nothing to do with God and His plan. But our revelation and our system and our way of doing it is from God and is based on the communion of light and based on the laws and the way of God, and therefore theirs will not work, and humanity eventually have to realize the only way to peace and unity is the plan of God that has been told will come to earth through revelations, through the scriptures, and through the coming of the seventh revelation or the last revealer of the truth to God, to humanity. Therefore everybody should recognize and realize the only way is to come together, realize all religions of the world have come from the same God, there is no separation between them, and become and create the communion of light, so we can have the hierarchy from the communion of light and create a kingdom of heaven on earth. The text is going very fast here. Let me see. Okay. Sifas asking, what to do for not behold and drive for our personality? What to do for not be bald or drive for our personality? Sifas, if you can elaborate a little bit on that. You mean, what can we do not be egoistical? Okay, I'm reading from the PM. Okay, I mean trying to do change to be better. I see. To act in the right way. There is as a question from looking. You are not getting my PM. Okay, apparently we have a problem with the PMs here. I'm not getting everything. Let me go to the text here. This is called, we are having, I keep getting this window asking me to, let me see. Many are having, a little difficulty today. Okay, all right. Okay, well, I think Sipas is asking how we can improve ourselves. I think that is the gist of his question. We have to meditate on ourselves and following the eternal divine path and realizing how to overcome the ego and see our habits. There have been long satsang is given how to meditate, how to look at the creatures and the habits that we have in life. And anytime we overcome one of those bad habits or bad actions that we have in our life, and if we follow eternal divine path, that is the fastest way to overcome our own bad habits and selfishness and all the things that makes us not be a good person. When you meditate, you go deep inside and deeply realize your connection to God. You want to become more godly, and God is good. And since God is good, you will want to be like Him, and therefore you will see yourself more and more in a clear way, and see the creatures that are in the dark crevices in the soul. And anytime you overcome one of them, you are one step closer to the perfection. That's why the first step in the eternal divine path is meditation, awakening of the spirit forces, seeing yourself clearly. But if you meditate and you do not follow the rest of the eternal divine path, you might, make mistake and fall. That is why the next step is creation of communion of light. Because communion of light is the base of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Then in the communion of light, you sacrifice. Human doesn't want to sacrifice. They want to have. Therefore, the next step, you turn around. You go towards God and you will become baptized. Because you do not follow human nature anymore, but you follow godly nature. And by sacrificing, of course, you will not be self-centered. And that is one reason for being in this body, to learn how to not to be self-centered and selfish, and therefore we can overcome human part of us. And then you surrender and submit to God. That is, in your meditation, you realize why you are here and where you are going, why God put you in this earth. If there is a reason for every person to be in this body on earth, and if that person realizes why God put him or her in this body on earth, therefore they realize the purpose of their life. And with universalism, you shatter all the narrowness of the mind and the disease of separation between man and man and humans and all the cultures and anything in the universe and earth. And therefore you accelerate your progress in a greater degree if you follow eternal divine path. The rest of the things, of course, many techniques is given in mission to improve yourself, and little by little, one day you will see you have reached to a greater degree. I hope that answered your question. If you have a follow-up, go ahead and ask follow-up about what exactly you meant, or if I didn't answer you. Kelly is asking, what if I'm not study religion, but I like to live in love to everyone. I get peace in that. Okay. Yeah, that is okay, but that is just the beginning of the spiritual journey. There are many ways to meditate and see God. Some people just love God with all that, with their heart, their mind, and the spirit, and that is called the bhakti, the devotional way to go to God. And the next step is you realize and recognize our teaching again and follow eternal divine path. Our teaching basically says that you have to awaken your spiritual forces. One way is to love God with all your heart, then direct that energy toward the creation of the community of God. Go to a community of light and teach other people how to love one another. That's a great gift. And this great gift you can use to teach others how to love godly and become godly in the way that love them with the love of God. And therefore, there is nothing bad with loving people with the godly love, and therefore, it's good. And but you have to follow the rest of the eternal divine path to see that love is used for the godly purpose and reason and being the kingdom of God on earth. Deep cover is asking, Maitreya, if someone has never meditated before, where do we start? Do we just quiet our body and listen? Would you give new people a few pointers to help? Of course, sure, you know, there is a room in the Paltak. It is called Meditate on the Universal Mantra. If you go there, it is 24/7, and you can hear the instruction of how to meditate there and how to use our universal mantra, which is called Hari Om Shri Hang Om Nam Kevalam. And you can learn to meditate our meditation, and and you can learn easily how to meditate and go deeper level and how quiet your mind. The most important part in our meditation is the stillness between the breathing in and breathing out. Of course, we use the mantra for deeper breathing, and also mantra has a special energy which it carries with itself, which bring a greater and deeper meditation in a person. There is a process to follow. That process is to control the mind, and because the mind has been running our life for all this time, and now when we start following that process, we have to really work hard to tell the mind, no, I am going to take you where I want to take you, not you are going to take me where you want to take me, as you have been doing it all along. So if you go to that room, you will see there is a process of meditation, and there is a use of the mantra and how to meditate and how to concentrate on your breathing and how the breathing in and breathing out and the stillness between breathing in and out is so important, and how breathing out and breathing in, there is a stillness, and how that is important. So indeed, there is ways to do it. There are many satsang is being given about meditation again in our website. There are videos and audios there that you can go and listen, and also this room, of course, is the best way to do it. And I think they have two or three times a week live meditation there, and there is the time there in that room that you can find out when you can come even talk to people if you have a problem with meditation or you have a question. They will answer you how it's done. Okay. Zizid is asking, why do people see authority figure in people that meditate much? Patanjali states that goal of yoga is cessation of mind. How is this possible? Well, the reason people see authority in the people who meditate is because they're closer to God, they're closer to the Spirit, and God has the greatest authority and influence on the people on earth and creation. He created the creation, so His Spirit has indeed greater power. How to meditate and the goal of cessation of the mind, that is not the goal really in this mission. The goal of this mission is to create the communities of light and eventually reach a point that the people have more time and environment that they can meditate in a greater degree, and eventually many of them will reach salvation, and in that state, of course, they will realize what, you know, all those saying of India and the people, the Mahatmas and the great souls in India, which has been explaining what meditation is. What is the goal of meditation? And there are many, many people who have realized God in many different ways, and when they meditated and realized something, they brought it down and wrote it down. But it doesn't matter how much other people tell you what meditation is and what is the goal of life and what is the goal of meditation. Eventually you have to reach a point that you yourself experience that state. As far as you haven't experienced that state, it is just an idea. This is just a writing. That is, the meditation and salvation is an experience. It's a state of achievement. So anybody who actually came back and they told you what it is, you know, they probably haven't reached it completely, because when you reach there, of course, you do not come back. And you might come back later on as an avatar or a great being, as a Satguru, or people who have meditating for many lifetimes. That's what we are looking for. And we are looking for the elect. The people have been meditating for last 12,000 years, and now this revelation have come to them. They see it, they realize it, that they say, yes, that makes sense. Yeah, all religion have come from the same source, and now we have to let humanity know that. So they have the answer, instead of yelling at each other and destroying one another, and not realizing that indeed God has sent all the religion. Your religion is not bad. We are not like other group or organization that they say, no, only our religion is good, your religion is bad. This revelation says, no, your religion is okay, but it is not the highest, it's not the last, it's not the seventh seal. You know, your revealer is not the person who God says it being the last revelation of God. And therefore, they realize now, this is the perfection of God's revelation. And when they see that, of course, they don't have to fight and destroy each other and have all the problems that we have on earth at this time. And then, of course, they will realize God has been sending all these things, and they will not separate one another, and they have time to meditate and reach to consciousness. Lizette is asking, Maitreya, you say that meditation is not about ideas of no mind. Why does Patanjali says in the Yoga Sutras that no mind is the ultimate aim? Yes, I did not say that is not true. I said at this time we have to create the environment, we have to create the comings of light, we have to bring the peace on earth first. Then you can experience that state that Patanjali is explaining. The goal is not to accept Patanjali as the truth. The goal is to experience what those words are expressing itself. And you cannot do that until you create an environment that physiological and safety need of all humans are provided. And then the children are taught from the very beginning, the goal of their life is to become divine, to become one with God. The goal is not to hoard money. The goal is not to become a doctor or professor or lawyer or this and that, but to reach to consciousness. So to create environment for them that they realize that, yes, indeed, they have to meditate and awaken their spiritual forces. Create an environment that the old people, the people who become older and afraid that they will be left in the streets and nobody will take care of them, or they're going to put in this little place and be forgotten, an environment that they can be productive at the old age and take care of the children and all that. And therefore, the creation of the comings of light and the kingdom of heaven on earth is the most important action human can do at this time. After the comings of light and the kingdom is created and it brought peace to earth, then there will be many people who meditate and will understand what Patanjali meant by, you know, neglecting the mind and going to God. And that's exactly the aim of eventual creation of kingdom of heaven on earth is to go to heaven. But heaven is not a place, it's not a manifested place, it's a state of consciousness. And therefore, if we understand this is a state of consciousness, we have to create an environment that more people can reach that state in a greater degree. So I'm not disputing your understanding. I'm just saying the way to get there in the fastest place. What's the value of Kriya Yoga? Well, all the yogas have some truth in them and some understanding of human psyche and a spirit, but eventually every human has to understand and realize what is their way of meditation and going deeper inside. Each individual is different. That's why there are so many ways in India that people follow them, and that's why a kind of confusion there, because the person who came and brought this new way of doing it, doing the meditation, had his own preferences, and they create a group or the way to meditate, and of course Kriya Yoga of course is one of them. And if that appeals to you, that is fine, but that is the beginning of the eternal divine path. If you read our teaching, meditation or awakening of the spiritual forces is the beginning of the eternal divine path. The next step is directing that toward the creation of the communities of light. Meditation and all these teaching from the Far East are the beginning of awakening of the spiritual forces and knowing thyself. The next step is given in the Old Testament. The Old Testament is talking about the communities of light. That is why after you awaken your spiritual forces, you direct your energy toward creation of the communities of light, which the Old Testament teaches. Then you sacrifice for it. That's the message of Christ, Isa, that you, in order to create the communities of light, you have to sacrifice and give up yourself. Actually, meditation without sacrifice can be actually dangerous. And will create greater ego. After you sacrifice to create the comings of light, you surrender and submit to God, and that is the message of Islam. And Islam bring the understanding of surrendering and submission to the will of God. And with that, of course, there is no ego left. Isn't the goal of the yoga to become one with God? If you are surrendering and submit to God, and if you realize that God is doer through you, you are not the doer, He is the doer, you and God are one. There is no separation. So you can see the goal of yoga is achieved actually in the state of surrendering and submission to God. And the next step is universalism, realizing that God is everything. There is no separation between man and man, and woman and woman, and man and woman, and all the parts of the universe. With that you shatter all the narrowness of the mind as a separation by the language, nationality, creed, and anything that separates a part of universe from the other part. And with this, of course, you become an elect. You become a person that you can create an environment that people can reach, a state of pure consciousness or no mind, no, or whatever, that teaching of the Far East is. So with this, not only you see there is a path that shatters all the narrowness of the mind and takes you to God, accelerates it, it also unifies all religions of the world. That is what God has been doing. God has been sending all this revelation and religion and teaching, including the Far East philosophy, whatever India and Buddhists have for humanity. And now He has sent this to teach them, look, you are all a part of a greater understanding and teaching, and therefore your teaching is okay. A Muslim teacher teaching is okay. A Christian teaching is okay. A Jewish teaching is okay. Now God is telling everybody, your teachings all are okay, but realize and see where it falls in the eternal divine path, and therefore come and become united and follow eternal divine path and accelerate your progress. CZ is asking, communities of light are people, meditation is one person. How can you establish communities of light made of people willing to meditate but not meditating until those communities of our light are come about? No, again, I did not say you should not meditate until the communities of light come along. No, if you have time and energy and the ability to meditate, start it right now. You don't have to wait for the communities of light to start. You can meditate at this time. If you have been meditating, great. Actually, we are looking for the people. They have been meditating for the last 12,000 years. They have been incarnated again and again. And in this time, they have been with the Nova, and he taught them how to meditate. They have been with Abraham. They have been with Moses. They have been with Christ. They have been with Prophet Muhammad. They have been with Bob. And they have been with every manifestation who came on earth, and they have realized and seen the truth. And now when they see this revelation, they realize, yes, this makes sense. Indeed, for the last 12,000 years after the flood of Noah, God closed the third eye of humanity, and human didn't have any connection with the spirit any longer. And now, God says, okay, now I'm going to open your third eyes again, and I'm going to reveal to you a greater truth that people knew before the 12,000 years. But after 12,000 years of human disconnection and 6,000 years of history, man has to realize that they have to follow the divine path, and it makes sense to them, and they realize their religion is a part of a greater truth. Okay, Hinduism is a part of this teaching. Buddhism is a part of this teaching. Judaism is a part of this teaching. Christianity is a part of this teaching. Islam is a part of this teaching. Baha'i teaching is a part of this teaching. Paraviparas, the elects, are a part of this teaching. And of course, this teaching, there is only revelation. God said, when it comes, we'll reveal the whole truth. When it comes, the mystery of God will be finished. Therefore, anybody to this point had any truth in them, truth with them, didn't have the whole picture. Now is the time that the whole picture is given to humanity, and those who have been called for it, they can see it clearly, and they say, yes, it makes sense. It covers all religions of the world, unify them, and reveals much more than any other religion that they have ever had. So that is a new wine. You have to go study in our website and realize, no, we are not saying you have to wait, you know, to meditate after the communities of light is created. No, meditate, but at the same time direct your energy toward the creation of the communities of light. With doing that, of course, your meditation is going to be a better meditation. Follow eternal divine path with your meditation, and you will see your progress in a greater degree. The question is, you said that the kingdom of heaven was a state of consciousness, and it needed the communities of light to come about on earth. Again, there are three kingdoms that we teach. There is kingdom of heaven within, which is that the state of consciousness. There are kingdom of heaven on earth, and the kingdom of heaven on heaven. The kingdom of heaven on earth is the second seal in the greatest sign and in the eternal divine path. After you meditate and you try to awaken your spiritual forces, you direct your energy and understanding toward the creation of the communities of light, and after the communities of light are created all over the earth, eventually a hierarchy will emerge from that these communities, which will be will bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. So kingdom of heaven on earth is not a state of consciousness, but is real manifestation of a hierarchy from people, by people, for people, from the community of life, from the grassroots on earth, and that is not in a state of consciousness. After you follow eternal divine path, and when you reach the sixth seal in the eternal divine path, which is called elect, you are in a state of consciousness that you are called a para vipra. Para means beyond, vipra means intellect. You go beyond intellect, you become intelligent. And intelligent people, of course, are the people that is explained or teaching who they are. And they are the people that they awaken their spiritual forces, they create communities of light, they sacrifice for it, they surrender and submit to the will of God for themselves, and the eternal divine path. They become universalists, therefore they shatter all the knowledge of the mind, and they become paravipra, who are intellectual, spiritual, and also incorruptible. And such a people have been created for the last 2,000 years, and now they are manifesting themselves to this mission very slowly, gradually. They come to the mission, love the mission, and will follow it, and all that. So they create that hierarchy, which will be manifested in the communities of light eventually, and become the leaders that will create the peace on earth and unity, and will provide an environment that people who want to meditate, they can meditate in a greater degree and progress toward pure consciousness in a much faster pace. So it is a complete package. It is not just a part of a God's revelation, and if you understand our teaching, you see the perfection of life and the fastest way to create the kingdom of God on earth, and also help individual to reach true consciousness. Therefore, even Hindus have to recognize and realize they don't have the whole package. Christians should realize the same thing. Buddhists and Muslims, Christians, all the religions of the world, they have to realize their revelation is not perfect until the seventh angel comes. And now, the seventh angel has come, the seventh seal is open, the book with the seventh seal is revealed to humanity. And it is free for you to go to our website, read it, understand it, follow it, and realize it. Yes, indeed, God is incredible. What is the question again is, what is self-realization? Well, self-realization come after you follow the eternal divine path, and eventually we create the environment on earth that people can meditate in a greater degree and realize that they and God are one. There is no separation between man and God. You do not need any person between you and God. You are connected to God completely, directly, with no nothing between. And therefore, by understanding this, you follow the eternal divine path and meditate, and one day you see you really don't exist. It's God who exists alone, and your delusion of being separated from God makes you think you exist, and that is, of course, probably what Patanjali meant by no mind. And he really meant probably subconscious mind. No subconscious mind will leave you connected to God directly. And when you realize that you and God are one, there is no separation, you will jump like that Sufi who says, "An Allah, that I am God." And the Orthodox Muslim are petrified that a person thinks they are God. And many of them have been crucified and stoned and killed because they said they are gods. Then Christ clearly in the New Testament says they are gods. And in Hinduism says Atman are one, and God and man are not separated. Even in Bible says you are created in the image of God. That is self-realization. When you recognize you really don't exist, it is God that comes through you, and you and God are one, and therefore you have experienced God, and you become a great asset for the community, because you don't have any ego any longer. You are connected to God, and you can help humanity in a greater degree to God, to go to God. The more of this kind of the people we create, the faster humanity will reach Godhood and pure consciousness. And that is the goal of the creation of the Kingdom of Heaven on Earth, to accelerate this process of self-realization. The question of Boulder Bus is, so who has the whole package? We have the whole package. This revelation is the revelation of the seventh seal, revealed with the seventh angel, opened the seven seals, and the book sealed with the seventh seal fulfilled all the prophecies of its coming. It also connects the revealer to the genealogy of Prophet Muhammad and King David and Adam, and therefore it, all the signs have been given to humanity that indeed this is the last revelation of God to man, and therefore this is the whole package. Before coming of the seven angel, you cannot claim that you have the whole answers. Bolebus, you have to wait until your questions are answered before you can type another question. Sifas is asking, do the seven seals represent the seven spirit initiation that all beings should do? Yes, indeed. The seven seals are related to seven chakras, the seven power center in human body, and each of the initiation that even we give in the mission is related to one psychic center in human, and they can meditate on that and awaken that psychic center little by little. And one of the meaning of the seven seal is that seven spirit of in every man or chakras. Of course, the whole universe also has seven level, five lokas and koshas, and the world, and they are all connected to the koshas, the spirit of man, and they are interrelated. If you want to know more about that, you can. We have a book called "The Universe and Man" in our website, or in if you have the book, the holiest in the book, and you can read that and see how human and the universe actually in each other's image, and they are not separated. Bulebu says, "I'm not God. I am one by speaking God. You already separate." Okay, I don't. You probably should rephrase your question. What do you mean? I'm not God. I'm one by speaking God. You already separate. Well, the only way you can explain the path is by speaking. Actually, this is being prophesied, that he will come with the sword of his mouth and will destroy the ignorance and misunderstanding between humans. And that's exactly how the revelation of God come through the prophet, by the word of mouth, through the truth that it reveals to humanity. They eventually recognize and realize it from God. And therefore, there is no separation by speaking and showing the way. And I'm not going to walk it for you. And there is a way, there is a path that you have to walk, that you have to recognize that God is sending to humanity. And therefore, it is not I'm bringing unity with my speech. I'm just bringing explanation with my speech. I'm showing the way. But you are the one who has to walk it, and I can't walk it for you. No one else can walk it for you. If you recognize indeed this revelation have come from God, with all the signs and the prophecies and the foretelling of coming of this revelation and opening of the seven seals and everything that has been revealed to you through this mission, then you have no choice. At the end says, yes, indeed, this person has been chosen by God to bring this revelation to us, and now we see it clearly, and we can trust this revelation and follow eternal divine path and see the benefit of it. And when you see the benefit of it, of course, you will recognize, yes, indeed, it works. It's not something that says, oh, go just meditate, don't worry about it, and then just leave you alone. No, it just gives you a precise way of shattering your ego and awakening the spiritual forces. First, creation of comes of light creates an environment that everybody can meditate and progress in a greater degree. Sacrifice shatters the self-centeredness, surrendering and submission to God, being unity between you and God, and you know the purpose of your life. And universalism shatters all the narrowness of the mind that so deeply human have fallen into, and therefore you become a person, a dynamic, a spiritual being that God called elect all through his revelation. So by understanding this, we realize that these words are a guiding lights. They are not going to take you anywhere if you don't follow the eternal divine path. Just kidding, asking, Salum Maitreya, Salum, just kidding. I hope everything is okay with you. Haven't heard from you for some time. I hope all is well. Question is, why the need for initiation? Isn't God's plan already revealed by you in though, and that his grace is given freely to those who believe? Indeed, the initiation is really icing on the cake, you can say. It is only, actually, the word is for me. God is given for me. Christ knew it. Prophet Muhammad knew it. All the prophets have been reached it. But this time is extra thing for given to people who really want to become my close associates. Get energy, become one with my energy and as close as possible. And therefore the word on initiation of the Holy Word is reserved for a very, very specific people. They dedicate their life completely and they realize and accept me as their source of inspiration and revelation, and are willing to do whatever I want them to do. Therefore, there is no struggle between us. They trust me completely and I trust them completely, and this trust between us creates a great environment that we can work very closely together. Therefore, the person who wants to be initiated in the holy name, they are really saying that, yes, I am ready. I am a person dedicated to you completely. In a sense, you can say those who want to initiate, they work directly for me, and they who understand the teaching and realize, yes, it's God and that's enough for them, they work for the mission and God, and realize everything is in the mission, but of course they are not completely mine. In a sense of, we can work together as one unit. Therefore, asking for initiation means I want to make a covenant with you and God. And of course, if you realize that God indeed is manifesting through me, when you make covenant with me, you make covenant with God, and you do not argue with God. You don't create an environment that God cannot work with you. Of course, God is not a dictator. He is open to suggestion, to great understanding and flexibility with you. But at the same time, you to come to know each other more and more, and we reach a point we can work greatly with one another and get this mission going. So initiation for the people that are absolutely dedicated to me and my mission and God. But if you see the vision and you love it and you want to do thing for it, great, go for it. That's fine. You know, there's no problem at all. Okay, Saleh is asking, I must go. Okay, see you late tomorrow. Okay. And just kidding, asking again. Will those, let me see. Okay, same thing. Okay, will those and only those initiated make up the 144,000 elects? We will see. It will be revealed little by little exactly who they are. Most probably, you might be correct because I need to create and establish this mission. There are people needed that they can absolutely forego their own ego, but become absolutely submissive to the will of God, and we can work together in a greater degree and reach a point that we can create an environment that we can get this mission manifest itself. And that needs people that are very dedicated to the mission, and they are absolutely one with what we are doing. Indeed, it will be so incredibly time-consuming that God has revealed it's going to take 3 lifetimes to do it. So in this lifetime, we even not looking for a creation of kingdom on earth at this time. Humanity is not ready for it. We can see, you know, our teaching has been here for 25 years, and still humans have not understood it, reached it, realized it, and they have a problem to recognize the beauty of it and how perfect and complete it is. And those who recognize it and realize it, why they don't want to completely dedicate their life to it. You know, if a person who is absolutely see the vision, realizes it's from God, and the next step, of course, is very natural, you know, okay, I'm willing to give everything for this revelation that is from God, and I'm not going to hold into my belief and past religion because now this is a new one. I can put the old one into this new skin. But that's okay. We do not expect people who come to the mission to understand this thing in a greater degree right away. Religion is not compulsory, and it is something that have to eventually settle in person, and they come to this conclusion, yes, this is it, I believe it, it is says everything, all the signs says it is from God, and this is the revelation that Buddhists were waiting for, Muslims were waiting for, Hindus were waiting for, Christians, Jews, you name it, they have been waiting for this revelation. Now it is here, therefore I accept it. I'm a Buddhist, fine. I'm, you know, maybe Buddha didn't have, you know, some parts of the other religion that the other religion had. And maybe I add that to my religion, now I have a greater understanding. So, with this, you know, the next natural step is, yeah, I make a covenant with you, and of course, you know, follow the covenant and will be a part of this revelation. But I have a hard time to see how can anybody be a part of the 144,000 and not have a covenant with the mission. And of course, we need two kind of the people in the mission, the supportive part, that they will support the mission, and they will bring the physical necessities so we can support a great number of teachers that who eventually will reach to different communities and will bring greater degree of the spreading of this mission and this understanding. And there are the teachers who will be supported with the support group. So there are two people that will be here, and at this time we need more support group that teacher. But if there are teachers that they can do it, that would be great too.
Rumble is asking, I just had a quick question. I've seen another site with the Maitreya, not classed as a religion kind of a thing. What does the word Maitreya mean, and why are these two kinds? Well, actually, if you go to the website, to the internet, and search for Maitreya, there are more than two. There are many of them that they claim to be Maitreyas, and you have to ask the very simple questions of them. Did they fulfill the prophecies? Have they opened the seven seals? Did they reveal the book sealed with the seven seals, all the line of sight of Judah, on, and see if they have all the qualification that necessary to claim that they are Maitreya. Maitreya is the expected Buddha or fifth Buddha to come, or the last Buddha in Buddhism, and Maitreya means friend. It comes from the root Maitreya, and in English it's been translated as compassionate one, and therefore Maitreya by itself is the fifth Buddha to come. But of course many other religions also expecting for the last revelation or revealer come from this their religion. Well, I don't know which. Are you talking about the Share International or other Maitreyas? You have to tell me which one are they. If you're talking about Share International, they are based in a teaching of the hierarchies and Mr. Kram that claimed in 1982 that Maitreya will manifest itself on Earth. I think Share International, yes. And they believe that then Maitreya will come. Actually, they were the people who foretold that Maitreya will come in 1982, and we were the only Maitreya that reached out to humanity at that spring of 1982, and they are still waiting for their Maitreya to come and somehow make his body and manifest himself and say, kingdom come, and kingdom comes right away. Well, good luck. If we had a person can bring the kingdom with a snap of a finger, well, it has never happened in the past. History never shown that something is possible like that. So they have been waiting for that for a long time, and we wish them good luck, but we don't think it's going to happen. It is something, you know, wishful thinking. So what they teach is not based on the scripture, and it is, you know, the Maitreya, even if he comes, he has never fulfilled the prophecies or being seven seals and all that. So they, in a way, they have foretold that Maitreya come in 1982, but at the same time they created a lot of confusion. So same thing happened about when the John the Baptist came. John the Baptist came and said Christ is going to come, but when Christ came, John the Baptist didn't realize and recognize him, and he had to send his disciple to Christ and say, are you the one, or should we still look for someone else, when Christ clearly was showing he is the one. And John the Baptist could not, and his disciple couldn't understand, because they had their own ideas of how the Christ will come, so they didn't recognize him. It's the same thing happening now. Mr. Kram is not recognizing us because he has his own idea how this should happen. So there are a lot of other Maitreyas, but you have to ask yourself which one is the corrected one. And also that is another prophecy fulfilled. Many will come and they say, I am Christ, I am Maitreya, I am this, I am that. The only one who you have to really meditate and test their spirit. Which one have fulfilled the prophecy? Which one has his word is the same as the word of God? Who is revealing the truth based on the scripture? You know, are these people who are claiming, are they really bringing the word of God, or they are in an ego trip, you know, and all that. So you have to really meditate and eventually come to this conclusion which one is the correct one. Sifas is asking, is Maitreya a name and also an energy? Of course, as we said, Maitreya is just expected from the Buddhist part, and they are looking for Maitreya as the fifth Buddha to come. Hindus are looking for Kalki avatar, the tenth avatar and the last avatar to come, that will bring the unity to our religions and eventually bring the kingdom of God on earth. Jews are waiting for Messiah, still are waiting for him to come. Christians are waiting for Christ to return, and Muslims are waiting for Mehdi, and also many of them waiting for Christ to come back. And of course they believe that Christ will come and establish Islam on earth, but as we know, what human thing and what God does is two different things. Even when Prophet Muhammad came himself, Jews accepted him as the Messiah, you know, as the prophet they were waiting for. But after they saw that he's not gonna make everybody Jews, you know, they rejected him. So it's the same thing here, Muslim thing. You know, when the Mehdi comes, when Christ comes, he's gonna make everybody Muslim. But indeed, maybe they have something there, because the people who follow the eternal divine path, they will become a better Muslim, a better Christian, better Jews, better Hindus. And also we encourage everybody to read all those scriptures and see the essence that they are created, that at the end they are better of in any religion. So we understanding this, we realize that this indeed, this is a revelation from God, and therefore, you know, we have no choice but accept it as the revelation come from the for humanity. And is it an energy? Of course, energy, it depends what you mean by energy. Energy can be interpreted in a very narrow way. It is more than an energy, it's a revelation, it's a manifestation of truth from God, a message to humanity. It is a way, it is a light for humanity to come together and realize God is one, and He has sent all this religion, and now they are all unified. So it is more than an energy, but Maitreya is a name that Buddhists are waiting for this revelation come under. Of course, as I said, other religion expecting him to come with us, but all of them are again fulfilled with this revelation. Muslim even waiting for him come by the name Muhammad, and his father's name is going to be the servant of God. Of course, my name was born by the name Muhammad, and my father was called Abdul Karim, which means the servant of God, and that fulfills that prophecy for them. Of course, there is a section of prophecy in our website which encourages everybody to go read them. I didn't write them, it's everybody, you know, some other people came and come up with them, so you can go and read them in a greater degree and see that no other prophet, you know, ever fulfilled as many prophecies as fulfilled through this mission. Bambali is asking, the Quran doesn't support the waiting of the Mehdi though. Yeah, that is true, but it supports the idea of that God can raise prophet in every village if He wants to. Therefore, God is an able God in Islam, and He can do whatever He wants. So even saying God cannot do this or that, it's a blasphemy. It should be a blasphemy in Islam, because Quran clearly says God cannot be bound with any ideas or dogmas or understanding. He is an able God. He can do whatever He wants. And of course, in a hadith and also in a Shia branch of Islam, the coming of Mehdi and the coming of Christ or Isa, it has been accepted with all the branches of the Islam, and they are waiting for another revealer or revelation comes. Of course, the truth of it is there will be more than one after Prophet Muhammad. There will be three, and that would be the universalism of Baha'i teaching, the concept of Paravipra or elect, the sixth seal, and the revelation of the seventh seal, which is now is revealed through this mission, and now humanity have the whole package, the whole picture. If they go and understand our teaching and see the vision, they realize, yes, indeed, it is the whole package. It is a revelation that explains all other religions, and it completely shed a light on all the parts of the religion that hasn't been explained or couldn't be explained before. A lot of people come to our room and say, no, it's impossible to unify our religion. Islam is different than Christianity. You know, Buddhism is different than Hinduism. You know, Judaism is different than, you know, Christianity and Islam and Baha'i. It's not. It is explained. It is been revealed now clearly how they all fit together like a hand and gloves. And yes, well, your point was the Quran doesn't support the waiting of the Mahdi. If you lost, so I hope, do you have the sound now? Bramble, do you have the sound? Okay, well, don't worry, these lectures usually are posted to our website in a couple of hours. You can go and download them. Just go to our website and in the first page, click on the news flash, and there are... Okay, sure. Okay, if anybody didn't hear their answer, these conversations are posted on the website in a couple of hours after they're prepared, and you can go download them and listen to them and see what was the answer to your questions. But the answer to your question that Quran does not support waiting for a Mahdi is that it is an accepted part of Islam in all branches that there will be another prophet comes. Of course, in Shia, they are waiting for Mahdi, which is the last imam who went to hiding, and they are waiting for him to come back. As Christians waiting for Christ to come, they are waiting for Mahdi the same way as a person who is alive and will come back at the end time. And of course, the many of the branches in Islam also waiting for Christ to return at the end time. Yeah, well, but some of the hadiths, some of the saying of Prophet Muhammad are correct and acceptable. Many of them, of course, it's doubtful that is from him, but there are some that they are acceptable, and that is one of them that have been accepted with many people, and they are waiting for such a being to come. So we, of course, we do not go with the belief in of Muslim. We go with the revelation of God and the word of God, which has prophesied that the seventh revelation will come, and the Quran and Prophet Muhammad is the fourth one. And therefore, it doesn't matter really what the hadith says, or is it in Quran or not. The most important is the word of God in other scripture clearly says, yes, there is going to be more than Quran and Islam. There is going to be other revelation come only and only when the seventh revelation comes, the mystery of God will be finished. It means that is the last one. If the fourth one comes and say, I'm the last one, no matter how much they say it's the last one, it is not the revealer of the whole truth. And therefore, it cannot be the last revelation, and therefore we go with that. But in general, even in Islam, the belief of most of the people in it is there is going to be other revelations. Just kidding, asking one trivial question. What sort of food is good for health? We have talked about sattvic food and other, but I don't understand those terms. Well, really, the food and what is good for human is an individual choice, an individual following, and each person, through, as you meditate and you become more sensitive to your body, you will realize what food is more important to the body and how healthier it is. In general, there are two kinds of food. There are yin and yang, or there are cold and hot, or alkaline and acidy food, which affects human body. And if you eat too much acidy, you create acidy body, and your stomach become upset, and your stomach become acidy, and you don't feel good and lethargic and all that. That is too tamasic food. And if you feel acidy too much, eat more vegetable and fruits, which are more alkaline. And if you eat too much fruit and vegetable and become too alkaline, again you become spacey and you become a little, you might feel good, but you don't get anything done, and you become very spacey person and all that. So, what food is good for you? The best way, again, is meditation. Become familiar with your body, read our teaching. In general, the more sattvic food, the better for consciousness. The more tamasic food is better for body. So if you bring a balance within these two, that is the best. If you eat too much sattvic food, you do not become a very effective person, and you just want to sit there and meditate, and you don't want to do anything. You might become escapist and fall and leave the life and the society and go to the mountain. And if you eat too much tamasic, you become acidy and lethargic and tamasic. That's not good. So the best way is the balance. And of course, that balance comes as you become more and more familiar with your body, and you create a balance between acidy and alkaline, between yin and yang, between cold and hot. You know, in different cultures, call them different things. Okay, Bramble is asking, do you agree with the part in Quran about no pig meat? If so, do you know the reason behind not being allowed pig? Yes, we agree with that part of the Quran. We also do not recommend eating pigs. Of course, in the past, one of the reasons for not eating pig was because they had some parasites and diseases that would make you sick. You know, that's one of the reasons. But the greater reason for it, of course, is because pig is very tamasic. Pig is it's garbage. What kind of the meat animal will make if they eat mostly garbage and not very good vegetable and fruit? And therefore, the pig meat will affect your mind. If you eat pig, just eat vegetable and fruit for a month, you know, and become very sattvic. And if you are a person, you have already been eating meat, maybe pig, try it one more time and to see what happened to your mind. Your mind is not calm anymore. Your mind is not focused anymore. You cannot meditate, and it is very scattered, and will affect you. And as you meditate more and more, you realize that that kind of the food is not for consciousness. We do not, of course, cut other kosher food from human consumption. We do not say don't eat meat. You know, some people say, there was one person was telling me, sure, yeah, I'm just going on for the benefit of other people and other things that coming through. Somebody was saying that if you eat meat, don't talk about God. Well, really most of the prophets who came and brought the great revelation to humanity, they all admit, you know, there is no prophet that came to humanity who did not eat meat. So it is not something that goes in your mouth, defiles you, but what comes out of it and your action. But in general, the sattvic food are better for your consciousness, and tamasic food are better for your body, and there are some food that are not good for you at all. In general, we follow the Jewish food categories and also Islam. And if we follow those, that would be fine, but as little meat as possible and more vegetable. Even the American government have reached the same conclusion that vegetables and grain and all those much better. They used to say have a balance of them. Now they say no, you know, have more vegetable and grains and eat as little meat and sugar and all those things possible. Just kidding, asking. Modern day animals are raised with chemicals too. They are not as healthy to consume as possible. That is correct, and that is another thing Communities of Light should be doing. Use the new techniques and science without the byproducts and the things that will affect the human health and mind. And there are a lot of hormones actually are used in animals, which is really affecting a lot of people by eating the meat, which is using these hormones and the chemicals and the things that, you know, affecting human brains. And that's another thing has to be corrected. And animals should be raised in an environment that they are as natural as possible, but at the same time using the scientific way to create more food for human consumption. Maybe one way is genetic engineering and create the ability to yield in a greater degree from the same field, or even start using ocean, the top of the ocean, to create more places to raise food, or even live under the ocean, or go to other planets and expand human, you know, race to other places that they can, you know, stay alive and live. So there are many ways humanity can improve themselves and go in a greater degree, but they don't have to use chemicals and the things is not good for them. That's a part of the mission also. It's called science based on a spirit. Science, scientific discoveries should be according to natural way, and if they have a byproduct, they have to take care of the byproduct and the effect of the on human before we go ahead and use them without that realization and how does it affect us. Alright, we are in 11:30 time of our conversation. That was a great conversation today, many good questions, and I hope all of you again go to the website, realize again you are the light of the world. You have this revelation to let the humanity know they're not separated. They are all from the same God, and they should realize what part they are in, belong in this path, and they should stop yelling at each other and destroying one another, and they should come together and recognize the will of God for humanity to become one. And of course, your work is to give the message. Your work is not to convert them. It is their work to convert themselves to this revelation. Your work is easy. Just give the message and leave them to God, but answer their question and let them know that indeed this revelation explains everything. If you cannot answer their question, let them come to this room and converse with me, and God will provide the answers correctly to them, and they will know that indeed God has sent this revelation to them to unify them as one human, one God, one revelation, and all are one. Okay, I will answer your question, Brumble. This is going to be the last answer will be given. The question is, are there new laws and stuff? The laws are already given in Islam, the Islamic law or Sharia, with a little modification, can be followed and implemented. These are the laws that bring great peace and very little crime in a society. Of course, they have to be modified, they have to be taught over a little more, modernized, and the parts that are not based on a higher level cut off. And also, first, you have to create a just society before you can implement God's laws. The reason those laws of the Moses and the Prophet Muhammad will not be able to affect society and create the ideal environment that they came for was because the society they were trying to implement it wasn't just. You know, how can a dictator, you know, decide, you know, what is godly and what's not, then what he's doing is not a godly way to running God's people. So, first of all, we have to create the kingdom, and then the laws will be the God's law. Salam, everybody. Be good. Be with God. And go to our website again. Read though, understand our teaching, and become proficient in this revelation so you can also guide others to the light. Salam.